John, good morning. Welcome back to KSJD.
Thank you for having me.
So, John, let's talk about kids' outdoor experiences. Montezuma Land Conservancy is interested in making sure that kids are getting outdoors and having a relationship with the land. Why is that something that you guys have prioritized?
So our organization has kind of been looking at the long term. As members of MLC and the community at large possibly knows, we are in this for the long term. Our easements are perpetual. So the land that we've protected in partnership with landowners is it's going to be here forever. That's the idea. So, you know, we're looking at the bigger picture now, and what does the future of land conservation look like? What does our agricultural community look like? And a big part of that is in 20 years, it's not the people having the conversation today that's going to be having that conversation. It's today's kids. So there's a lot of studies going around about the fact that kids today are spending less time outside, less time getting dirty, less time, you know, engaged in farming, and more time, as we all know, in front of our iPads and our iPods, iPhones, whatever. I'm guilty of it as well, of course. and you know, it has real ramifications, is at least what people are talking about now. And that is, a kid today that grows up with very few experiences outdoors is much less likely in the future to care about conservation, to engage in agricultural practices, to care about organizations like MLC, where our focus is protecting open space. If someone doesn't have that experience growing up, why would they have a connection to open space? What would that really mean to them? So these are kind of the questions that we're asking as an organization that's going to be here for a very long time. What does 25 years or 30 years from now look like when there's a potential for a generation that didn't have the experiences that I did and probably you did growing up in our landscape and outside?
So, you know, typically I think in most families, I know when I grew up and probably you too, my parents would take us out camping. We would get outdoors a lot and all that. But then this computer revolution happened. And now, like you were mentioning, we have all these devices in our hands. What is the role of an organization like Montezuma Land Conservancy in this, outside of the family and the schools, I guess, as well?
Well, I think our role is, you know, we're not claiming and we're not trying to solve this problem alone. I think the nonprofit community specifically, and probably other sectors of society, has a role to play in getting kids outside and getting them connected to the landscape and creating what we call a sense of place in our community. Montezuma Land Conservancy thinks that we have a unique position, if you will, where we've partnered with dozens and dozens of landowners, protected over 41,000 acres of land in our community, and we have an opportunity to connect kids with that landscape. So that's kind of the direction that we're going in with what we are calling this community conservation initiative.
So does that look like partnerships then with schools like Montezuma School to Farm, those kinds of programs?
Yeah, so far this is all very new to us. We've partnered with Southwest Open School to begin with. A couple weeks ago, we had an absolutely fantastic program where I think it was three classes from Southwest Open School visited a landowner south of Mancos down in Weber Canyon. It's part of a larger 1,500-acre ranch that has a conservation easement on it. And the students did a number of really great activities out there. They planted willows along the creek there, which has been impacted by flooding from the fire from a few years ago. There's an art class out there that got to just enjoy the beauty of the landscape and paint. The students got to talk to the landowners, and it was just a really, from the feedback I've gotten, a really great experience for them. Some of them had never been on properties like that. And it's just, you know, it's experiences like that maybe, and hopefully 10 years later, they look back and say, you know, there was that time I went out on that property and it really had an impact on my life. It made me think differently about the importance of open space or the role that ranches have in our community. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here.
I think about the balance that we all have to go through in our daily lives. I mean, all of us have to get on these devices and these computers. We are definitely living in a digital age, and it seems like it's moving more and more in that direction. I guess my question to you is, how do we create a balance? Because our children, students have to learn that digital part of their lives, but yet they also have to get outside. And I mean, these kinds of programs, of course, are a wonderful start, but it's almost, it seems to me like about instilling that sense of place that you were talking about and that love for the land. How do you do that? How do you balance all of that stuff out?
Well, we're not sure as an organization. And I'm not sure as a person thinking about this stuff a lot. The number that's out there, and this came from, a couple studies, and I know it from our relationship with Great Outdoors Colorado, which is funding a lot of these type of initiatives. The average kid today, nationwide, so it's not just specific to our community here, but nationwide spends less than 10 minutes a day outside. And I don't know the opposite figure, but I know it's hours upon hours that's spent in front of devices, and I'm the same way. It is a challenge, and I'm not sure what the answer is other than providing opportunities for people to get outside when they can, when it's appropriate, through school, out of school, for families, and that's what we're diving into here.
So what does the future look like in terms of these kinds of programs that MLC would be involved with? Are you going to start doing more with schools like Southwest Open School, like you've been talking about? And what direction do you think you're going to take?
Yeah, so the idea is, and we're trying to raise some money right now to kind of, you know, this is all capacity related for a small nonprofit here. It takes a lot of hours to put these types of programs together. So we're trying to raise some money right now to increase our ability to do this kind of stuff, with the hope that we'll be doing programs like this with organizations like Southwest Open School on a regular basis. And the idea is not to just do one-off events. So once we really fully create this program, you know, those students from Southwest Open School will be able to do something like this maybe once every couple months or once a month for an extended period of time to really have a profound impact on them. And we're looking to partner with any organizations in the community. We've had conversations with a lot of different organizations. And of course, we're also part of the Inspire Coalition, which was funded by that organization I mentioned, Great Outdoors Colorado. And that's a partnership with 15 plus organizations in our community, all looking at ways to get kids outside specifically.
Is this something you mentioned that you had taken the Southwest Open School students down to a property in near Mancos? Is this something that you talk to landowners about when you're working with them about conservation, to say, hey, you know, would you be willing to have some students visit your property and that kind of thing?
That's a really good question. And historically, the answer is no, because MLC was never involved in any of this sort of thing. It was only about, I think, 7 years ago that we even started doing our annual member picnic, which is hosted on a property every year. So our conservation director, Amber Clark, is actually starting to have these conversations with landowners and seeing if people want to allow this sort of thing. You know, putting a conservation easement on a property is a very special relationship, and it's also a very limited relationship. Landowners are not opening up their properties to the public, generally speaking. So it's really, you know, it's about finding those landowners that want to do this. It's not just, we don't have access to the 41,000 acres that we've protected.
Right.
So yeah, we it's a conversation that we're starting to have with landowners and seeing who's interested in this. And so far, we've had really good feedback.
Well, it seems like those values would align. You know, people that are doing conservation on their land might say, hey, you know, we need future generations to value this as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have some events coming up. Montezuma Land Conservancy is doing some things. You want to talk a little bit about what's happening?
Sure. These are all kind of events that are geared towards, again, getting people outside, not specific to children. But on June 18th, we're really excited to host what we're calling a ranching and riparian restoration workshop. And it's on the Burke Conservation Easement in Mancos. I won't go into a lot of detail on it, but basically the public is invited. We're going to have some specialists out there talking about how ranching and riparian habitat can work together. All the information for this stuff is on our website. And then on July 4th, we have a concert, actually on the same ranch that the Swoes kids just went out to. And what is her name? Junie Fisher will be out there with a really neat concert. It's kind of a picnic style thing, so you can come out and bring your blanket. It's on a beautiful, beautiful conserved ranch down in Weber Canyon. For our members, we have our member picnic coming out on June 26th, which is going to be in Dove Creek for the first time this year. And then, of course, in September, we have the Harvest Beer Festival, as always.
Always a favorite.
Yeah, coming back.
Right on. You can find out more at montezumaland.org on those events. John, thank you so much for coming in and talking with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
That's John Leibowitz. He is the executive director of the Montezuma Land Conservancy. Thanks for listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder.